the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
G'day, Dr. Carl here. Pretty well all of us know the formula for water off the top of our head. An H and two O's to make good old H2O. We also know that we can transform water into steam by heating it, and into ice by cooling it. No surprises yet. But how's this for weird? Sometimes, hot water can freeze into ice quicker than cold water. Now, this isn't news. The ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle, some 2,500 years ago, wrote, and I quote, "People, when they want to cool hot water quickly, begin by putting it in the sun," unquote. In 1620, Francis Bacon wrote, and I quote, "Water, slightly warm, is more easily frozen than quite cold," unquote. And 17 years later, René Descartes wrote, and I quote, "Water that has been kept for a long time on the fire freezes sooner than other water," unquote. In 1963, this strange effect was rediscovered, accidentally, by a 13-year-old Nigerian student, Erasto Mpemba. His class was making ice cream, dissolving sugar in boiling milk as part of the recipe. He was told to wait until the mixture cooled down before putting it in the freezer. But he was worried that if he waited, well, there would be no room left in the freezer. So he placed his hot mixture into the freezer. And to his surprise, it froze faster than the other mixtures that had been allowed to cool down to room temperature first. Now, this just does not seem to make any sense. To cool down, the hotter water had to pass through a bigger temperature range than the colder water. But somehow, the hotter water appears to overtake the colder water. It's like winning a 200-metre race by starting further back and running 400 metres. Since Mpemba rediscovered this effect, many people have tested it out, and it kept happening. So, in his honour, this bizarre phenomenon has been called the Mpemba effect. Mind you, it doesn't always work. In many cases, a hotter liquid does take longer to freeze. Part of the problem is that there are so many different test conditions, different starting temperatures, open or closed containers, using water that has been boiled or just made hot, and so on. All of these variables have made it tricky to get a standard test which could prove, once and for all, what's going on. Now, there are many possible explanations for the Mpemba effect. One is that some of the hot water evaporates away, leaving behind a smaller mass of water to freeze, so it freezes quicker. Another is that hotter water is often swirling with currents. These currents could bring the hotter water to the surface, where it immediately gives its heat up to the cold air inside the freezer. Meanwhile, in colder water, these currents are much weaker and may not even exist. And that could leave some warmth trapped inside the cooler water that can't easily get to the surface to give up its heat energy. Another explanation is that, for various reasons, when water starts off cooler, it gets an insulating layer of ice sooner. This insulating layer may slow down the rate at which the heat escapes from the liquid water underneath, meaning that it takes longer to freeze. Yet another explanation involves other chemicals dissolved in the water, such as calcium and magnesium bicarbonate. Heating up the water could pull these solutes out of the liquid, clumping them together as they precipitate. But in unheated water, they're still floating around in solution. When these solutes are present, water has to cool further before it freezes. And this takes longer. The most recent explanations involve the ways that water molecules can stick to each other. They involve the so-called hydrogen bond, where the hydrogen atom of one water molecule attracts an oxygen atom in another water molecule. Now, let me warn you, molecular bonds get very complicated very quickly. And researchers talk about there being 36 different types of hydrogen bonds, and apparently the quantum physics of 16 of these 36 types may give us the answer to the Mpemba effect. But the bottom line is this: we're still not 100% sure why the Mpemba effect exists. We just know that if you want to make ice cream quickly in Nigeria, you might want to consider heating the liquid first.